everyone. This is Mary from Rock of Life Fellowship. I lead the praise and worship music, and I'm also one of the youth and teen leaders. Rock of Life is a new place in Chico where people gather to learn that Jesus is real, always relevant, and wants a relationship with you. Each week, Pastor Alfredo shares a message from the Word of God that is current, relevant, and challenges us to grow our relationship with Jesus. Pastor Alfredo is also a worship leader and former singer of the Christian rock band JBC. We get together each Sunday at 10 a.m. at 2090 Amanda Way at the Little Chico Creek Elementary School, two blocks past Winco off Forest Avenue. Now here's Pastor Alfredo with a recent Rock of Life message.
People who do evil and doing evil ourselves, that we need to rely on Jesus. See, now if we continue on to do what God's word says, that about the worldly desires and the useless things of this world, because that's what Paul's explaining here, so I want to be really clear. See, Paul was thanking them, but then he's also giving them a warning. He's talking about letting God lead them, letting God guide them, and being hungry after the ways of God. And to get rid of all the worldly things and just focus on the things of Jesus. So in Philippians 3, 7 through 9, which is what I want to focus on, and I read a little bit, it says, listen, he's talking about the things of the world and his former life. He says, I once thought that these things of the world, that they were valuable. But now I consider them worthless because of all that Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus as my Lord. For his sake, and he's saying, because his faith in God, for his sake, I have discarded everything else. Everything else, I'm counted all as garbage. So I could gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through my faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on our faith. And you can hear what he's saying, because God's word is telling you and I that there are these worldly things that we've kept, and there's these things that we thought were valuable. There's things that we've done that we thought made us good and righteous. But compared to knowing God, compared to going after Christ and his ways, everything else we've ever known is, and he calls it, garbage. See, compared to the life that we could have or have, because of all the things Jesus has done, the things of the world that we thought were so important to us, we can discard. The things in our former life are worthless. Because if we believe that Jesus makes us new, that we're a new creation, we have to start looking back at what we've brought in to our current life that is garbage. The only thing worth keeping that's valuable and good for us are those things that we've gained through our relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. So, the first highlight, see, our purpose, our future, anything good and righteous, God gives us when we allow him to clean out the junk that we've kept from our former lives before we met Jesus. And we talked last week about control. That, yes, God's in control, but we have a lot of control ourselves. We have the ability to give God control over our lives and the things of our lives. So there's a lot of things I love about God's word. A lot of things. One of them, though, is that there's a lot of verses about cleaning, about getting rid of things. And I make a joke out of it, but I love to clean. It's a stress reliever for me. You know, some guys may go out and, you know, jump off cliffs or, you know, play poker with the buddies or, you know, go out, just do things crazy. But I clean. And I'm not lying. I clean a lot. If I'm upset or if I want to vent and blow off steam, I start cleaning. I'll go to the kitchen and I'll clean out the refrigerator. Or I'll clean the stove, or I'll do the floors, or I'll start vacuuming. you know, I should start a business. Joy, we got to start. But to me, I mean, I start cleaning and I'll clean up my office or something, or I'll even clean the bathrooms and stuff. And if my wife sees me cleaning, I can hear her yell out sometimes, okay, what's wrong? She thinks something's wrong because sometimes, I'll clean. Well, I've been doing a lot of cleaning lately. I'm not stressed. I just do it to blow off steam. I talk to the Lord a lot when I clean. I'll clean out my car or something, but it's spring cleaning time around our house. So we have this storage barn that I've been kind of working on. And there's a lot of things that we've kept. And just years and years of stuff. And it's pretty big. I mean, it's fairly big. And there's stuff in there like chairs and couches. And there's, I've got it kind of organized. So one side has all these shelves that has like Allison stuff and then Mary stuff and then Allison and Mary stuff, you know, kindergarten, first grade, elementary school, high school, trophies, t-shirts, you know, all this stuff. And then there's like Debbie's dad's, a lot of tools are in there. And there's like a table saw and there's just tons of stuff, just tons and tons of stuff. Well, it's full. And I'm trying to make room for it. I'm trying to make room for all this stuff. So remember I talked about your environment, right? And giving God control of it, kind of cleaning up the atmosphere around you. Well, sometimes we need to go to God. And we need to let Him filter us. We need to find out what in God's Word says that we need to organize. You know, what is it that we need to look at and discard and look at as garbage? Matter of fact, since our kids were 2-3 years old, we used to play this kind of a game when it came time to clean up their closets or under their beds or their rooms. You know, we'd go through their toy boxes, and it's still a game we kind of play today, even when we're going through my wife's closet. And that takes hours. And but we would play this game called Keep or Throw. And so we'd go through their stuff, their toy box, and I'd hold, okay, they'd sit on the bed and I'd hold it up. I'd go, okay, what's this? Keep or throw? And they'd go, keep. Okay, I put it in the keep pile. And I'd pick something else and it was broken or it was sharp edges or they didn't want it anymore. And they'd say, no, throw. Okay, so we put it in the throw pile. So we'd go through the clothes. It's too small, you know, throw it. And if the stuff was just not wanted, useless, it was throw. Until they got kind of older, and then they found out they can make money from some of this stuff. And then it became keep, throw, or sell, right? So, yeah. But it was fun. So we played a version of the keep or throw. Oh, that's cool. I didn't see. Okay. Keep or throw game. Well, we need to start running our lives and our characteristics, because if you look at what Paul's saying in Philippians, we're basically looking at God's version of keep or throw. And see, now it's up to us to decide as we go through and we take inventory of our lives and we go through our storage bins and our hearts and our souls and our minds, what is it that we need to keep and what is it we need to throw? See, when we run our characteristics, our traits, our habits, our thoughts through the Word of God, in order so that we can understand what God's view is, because He is actually looking at us and He's telling us, keep or throw. His Word tells us, but it's up to us to physically take it and spiritually take it and get rid of it. Because there's so many things that we could have gotten rid of a long time ago. I mean, God's going to lead us. He'll guide us. But what are the things that you think about automatically that you would say, okay, what am I keeping from my past life or just from past hurts and things? What should have gotten rid of a long time ago? Wrongs, our sins, our selfish desires, our hurts, our offenses, unforgiveness, which is a huge one. Unforgiveness always seems to be the one that is difficult. We blame ourselves for past mistakes. We kind of keep that. We're always beating ourselves up. See, God wants us to throw out this old, worthless stuff. And every time we get closer to Jesus, we can see this verse in Philippians saying, you know, when I have a relationship with Jesus, everything else I thought was valuable is now garbage. So is there anything we've stored up that we should be keeping, but we're not using it? We've stored it, we've put it away, and we're just not using it. See, We should keep it, but we're not using it. God's word. Do we read and meditate his daily word? Are we learning? Do we have a learning time? Do we have our set devotion time? Our word study? Fellowship time? Church? Events? Bible studies? Council time? Do we spend enough time with our brothers and sisters just talking about the Lord? Just growing each other's faith? Even the iron sharpens iron time when we're just working things out? See, we know we have that in our storage unit, in our hearts, in our soul, but is it packed away in boxes and just not being used? See, one of the biggest issues with storing up junk from the world in our lives instead of throwing it out, and this is a big highlight. So listen to this. See, when we have this relationship with Jesus and we give our hearts over to him and we want to have this life that he has for us, see, God wants to do new things in our lives. He wants to add things to our lives. He wants to add blessings. He wants to add these new plans, because we know God's word says he has plans for us, plans that are good, plans that help us prosper. And he wants to give us these new actions, new things to do. He wants to bring new relationships into our lives. So we have to make sure that there is room in our hearts and our lives for the things of God. To add these godly things, or the good fruit of what God wants to give us, that really, really matter. The things that are the most important. But too many times in our hearts, there's no room. Because we are so full of that worldly junk, the garbage that we never took the time to throw out. It's like my full storage bin. I can't put anything in there anymore. It's full. And even if I had something valuable, I can't put it in there because it's too full of all the junk I should be getting rid of. Luke 6:43 through 45. Bookmark this, highlight it, whatever you need to do. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. So listen to this part. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. An evil man brings out evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. So are we doing this spiritual spring cleaning? Are we taking inventory of ourselves? And I know it's difficult. I know it's hard to look at yourself and say, or even listen to other people pouring into us. It's difficult to say, okay, I need to look at myself and figure out, is there something in my storage, in my heart, in my soul that I should be getting rid of? First thing we need to know is what God wants from us. What is God's will? And it's pretty simple. I did a teach on this, like I think it was like the first or second message. I thought I'd tackle something easy with the very first message of the church, and I said, okay, what is God's will? Yeah. So 1 Thessalonians 4:37 says, 4:3-7 says, God's will is for you to be holy. God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. See, basically, God's purpose is for us is to have this awesome daily active relationship with him. And to live a life that we try every day, we strive to live a life that's holy, pleasing, acceptable. I know we'll never attain perfection. Our righteousness comes through Jesus. It doesn't come through ourselves. But we can strive to please God every day. And even if we fall, even if we make a mistake, God has mercy and grace if we willingly get up and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent, I want to move forward in my relationship with you. See, God's will is to live a life that's clean. And God is pretty blunt. So when you go to his word and you look for a description of holiness or cleanliness, what that looks like and what it doesn't look like, we've talked about it. All you have to do is read Galatians 5. It's right there. The filth of the world and the fruits of the Spirit. It's there. So when we go after that active relationship with Jesus and we draw near and we allow our hearts to be cleaned and we clean out our storage, see, we put God's word into action and we start to keep what is good and holy in our lives and throw out the worldly stuff. Number two, what do we clean? Our minds, our hearts, and our spirit. Psalm 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me, my heart. my spirit. And I know it's tough because that takes introspection. That takes looking at yourself. To be humble enough to look at every part of our life, physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and run everything through the filter of the Holy Spirit. And we can't get overwhelmed. You know, cleaning out, this quick story, Debbie, I love you. So, listen, when I clean out my wife's closet, and she's got this big walk-in closet, right, and there's tons of stuff in there. So every once in a while, I hear her, she kind of screams in the closet, I can't find anything, it's a mess in here, right? So I go in there, and what I do when I clean is I take everything out and separate into piles. Okay, here's the dresses, here's the skirts, here's the memorabilia, here's the books, here's your prayer journals, the souls, and I put it all in piles. And when I put it all out, she gets overwhelmed. She's like, oh, everything's out. How's it going to go back in? I can't handle this. And she, you know, leaves the room. And I'll finish because she gets overwhelmed looking at all this stuff and having to sort it. But me, I'm loving it, going, great, this goes here, that goes there, that's garbage, we're going to keep this, we're going to throw that. It's, I know I'm weird, but I like it. So you can't get overwhelmed because cleaning out what God wants us to get rid of, hey, that takes a lot of patience. And a little bit at a time, don't get overwhelmed. You can't do everything all at once. God just wants to know that we're working, that we're striving, that we're trying, that we're saying, okay, God, I'm going to start here. I can't get here yet, but I'm going to start right here. That's what we need to do. You can't get overwhelmed because one of the things that happens with Christians and happened to me is that when you strive for this relationship with God, you look at all the things you got to do and you just go, I can't do this. I can't be perfect. There's no way. That's not what God's asking. God's will is for you to strive to please Him, to live a holy life. He's not asking you for perfection. Our righteousness comes through Jesus. He's asking you to have a daily, active relationship. And if you got rid of one thing in your life, just one thing, that's going to please God. And then you go to the next thing. Amen. You guys with me so far? All right. So which leads us to number three. Throw out the garbage that's filling up our lives. And what is that? Well, it's, I'm going to just give you the top four, five. Six. So, unforgiveness. Get rid of unforgiveness. The bitterness, those past hurts, the offenses, that kind of stuff, especially in a church. We can even bring that in sometimes. Well, I've been hurt before and, you know, I'm kind of have some trust issues and that's okay. We get that. But see, if we're carrying that with us, if we're saying we have this unforgiveness and we're holding it and we're storing it, and I can tell you one thing just from experience, if there's one thing that we hang on to that's going to block a whole lot of things that God wants to do for us, it is unforgiveness. It is just, if you're still holding on to something that somebody did to you in a church that you went to 17 years ago, it's time to let that all go because God says He wants to do a new thing, right? And God says He forgives you as we forgive others. And if God says, hey, listen, how many times, Lord, we say, Lord, how many times we got to forgive somebody? What does the Bible say? What did you say? 7 times 70. You forgive and you forgive. So if there's one thing that we want to put in that box and get rid of and burn, it's unforgiveness. Amen? All right. So we also have to realize a couple other things about this. That in Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, I'm going to kind of give you what we have to realize about this. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, it says, get rid of all the bitterness, the rage, the anger, the harsh words, and the slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. So you can see right there, I love God's word because it's so blunt. There's no misunderstanding. God says, get rid of this stuff. This stuff is garbage. This stuff's going to block all the things I have for you in your life. This is it. And it's not easy having grace and mercy. It's not was not one of my gifts. I mean, I've told you guys before, if somebody did something to me, I wrote them off. I mean, I had best friends that did just one thing to me, just one thing that I didn't like. And I have people in my life I haven't talked to since the day I thought they, since they stabbed me in the back. So I had to go to the Lord and forgive and repent. And I think God wants me to pause here for a second on this, because I'm going to pause on the unforgiveness thing. It doesn't mean that we allow people to do things to us, okay? It means we take a stance for the ways of the Lord. We can go to somebody in our lives and say, hey, listen, this is what the Lord wants me to do. So if we have to go another way from somebody that's hurting us, okay, that's fine. We get that. And what I'm saying is there's a certain part of this unforgiveness that if we don't wrap that up, throw it in a garbage pail, dump it, burn it, crush it, this is going to hold you back from so many things that God wants to do in your life. When I got this word right, thank you, just give the Lord praise. Go ahead, please, please. Give the Lord praise for this. When I figured out that unforgiveness was a big part of my life, I literally, and I told you guys this maybe once, I called up all these people years later. If I had their address, if I was writing emails, I was calling them. If I didn't have their home, I was calling their work. You know, I was saying, hey, Joe, remember, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was my fault. I'm sorry. Even if I thought maybe they did something to me, I just say, hey, whatever happened back then, hey, I'm sorry. And, you know, God bless your life. I was tracking people down. I was stalking people. I was, you know, Facebooking. He was calling their parents. Hey, do you still have Dan's phone number or something? Just calling people, carrier pigeons, anybody. Just to say I'm sorry. See, because what I now had was God's word. See, God's word came to me. And when I started understanding, I started storing God's word in my heart when certain situations came up, I now had what was valuable, and I now was able to counteract the situations and all these things that were coming around with God's word. Because now I knew I couldn't go to bed angry. Now I knew in Ephesians that I had to be forgiving and tenderhearted. I was storing that stuff up, which leads us to Psalm 119:11. I have hidden your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. And if there's one thing that you need to clear all this stuff out in your life to make room for, that's God's word. It is God's word. You make room for that. God is asking us every day to look at the world and how we live and how we're allowing His Holy Spirit to filter out through the Word of God in our lives so that we can stop all this stuff in our lives that's just gunking up our spirit and preventing us from having this active, awesome daily relationship with Jesus Christ. So back to the whole thing that I'm super clean. I'm heading towards the ending here. As my wife says, I'm obsessive. I shared this story a couple years ago. When my kids were young and we had them clean out their rooms and we were playing keep or throw, sometimes as they got older, I wanted to trust them to be able to learn what we had done and what we've taught them, or, you know, what I taught them, right? And so we would tell them to go clean your room and I'll look at it later. We wanted to trust them to be able to clean stuff out on their own. So then I'd look, and I'd usually find something shoved under the bed, or not Mary, not Allison, but shoved under the bed, or something that they missed, or it doesn't have to be something they hid or shoved or in a drawer, but, you know, they missed a cobweb in the corner, or, you know, it just, they didn't wipe down the dust off their drawers, and I had my white glove, and I'm like, you know. Remember that commercial? Okay. But, yeah, that was me. So, but I'd go back in and I would look and I'd say, okay, it's not clean enough. You know, you guys have to go back in and there's some more work you have to do. So there, we developed my wife probably came up with it. I'm pretty sure. So many times after me going back in and making them redo an area, you know, if I wasn't home and Debbie had asked the girls to clean their room up and they'd come out and they'd say, hey, we're done. And, you know, I'd usually say, hey, great job, you know, wonderful. And then I'd go check and I'd say, you got more stuff to do. Well, Debbie would do it. And when they came out and say, we're done, she told them or asked them, well, is it clean or is it daddy clean? And they would go, no, it's just clean. So then they'd go back in and they'd do the daddy cleaning. I'd give you credit for that. I think you came up with that. So that meant the room was clean, but if it wasn't daddy clean, they just missed a few things. There's just other things that they had to do. We wanted to teach them that when they do a job, to do their best, they go all out the first time. Get it done the first time. And then they go on to something else. I wanted them to feel this sense of accomplishment, but also wanted them to use the what I had taught them and what Debbie had taught them to just do their best. And I'm going to end with this. See, I want to make sure that you understand something. God says, come as you are. Just start a relationship with me. He's not looking to clean you up before you start a relationship with him. See, God just wants you to love him because of how much he loves you. So this is a point that Paul's saying in here, that we that have a relationship with Jesus have work to do. And I don't want to get it mixed up with anybody that thinks they have to be totally clean before they have a relationship with Jesus. That's backwards. Just get to know Christ. Just give your hearts to Jesus. All that other stuff follows afterwards. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things are going to be added to you. So make sure that we realize that God just wants a relationship with you. We can always play or do keep or throw as our relationship with Jesus grows. And that's what Paul's saying. Because you're going after Christ, because you love him, because you guys are faithful, stay away from this stuff. Throw this stuff out of your life. Add these godly things to your life. See, God says when we are washed, and that we are washed, we're made clean only through our relationship with Jesus. And I'm going to leave you with one last verse. This is speaking about our salvation. Romans 15:16. When speaking about our salvation through Christ, God says, you were washed, you were set apart for God, and you were being made holy and acceptable to God. And here's your last highlight. See, I know we think we've cleaned up our lives in some ways, but I know we have work to do. But there's something we need to realize, that the real cleaning of our lives, the real clean out the storage bin moments, is when we realize to not stop cleaning when we're satisfied, but to stop the cleaning when God is satisfied. Amen? So let's pray.
Hey everyone, this is Tommy from Rock of Life. I'm also a youth pastor and teen leader along with my wife, Mary. You can listen to Pastor Alfredo's messages here on KKXX at 12 noon Monday through Friday. You can also hit us up on our website at rockoflifechico.org to see Pastor Alfredo's messages on our YouTube channel link. And feel free to like us on Facebook. If you were inspired and blessed by today's message and would like to continue to hear more from Rock of Life on this radio program, visit our website, rockoflifechico.org, and support us with a one-time or monthly donation. At Rock of Life, we're a family, and everyone is welcome to come as they are, grow, or start your relationship with Jesus. Join us for weekly Bible studies for men, women, and teens, and check out the event calendar on our website for dates and times.
Thanks for listening, and see you on Sunday.